His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj and myself were preaching at a festival in America called Ecstatic Chants. We could see that this ecstasy which was there was a different had a different quality to what devotees who follow the bhakti path seriously can experience. For the bhakti path to work, the practitioner needs to stay in what we could call creatively the triangle of bhakti. There are three items here. First of all, the bhakta himself, then Bhagavan, Supreme Lord, and then the process of bhakti. This corresponds to another three persons, or three items. There must be the sadhaka, the one who practices, but then there must be a goal, something he aspires for. Now, in bhakti, that goal is not something, but someone, the Supreme Lord. And then there is the sadhana, the practice itself. If these three are not intact, you cannot speak of the bhakti experience. And although yesterday we could see a very noble effort, I mean, they're good people, they want to come forward in their spiritual path. They are yet to know about these three items. Many of them are wrongly informed and don't know that there is a personal God beyond themselves and outside their thinking patterns, totally transcendental. So we as devotees have this bhakti triangle, but we often don't enter it. When we chant, like now, when we chant together, we need to enter this bhakti triangle, and we need to see, okay, here I am. I'm a small particle of Krishna, an infinitesimal living entity. There's the Lord, the infinite master, whom I'm now addressing through his holy name. Bhaktas or devotees of Krishna do this, for instance, by installing a deity and chanting before the deity, so that they can be in that space where they are not just chanting a mantra or using a yoga process, but where they have a devotional connection with the Lord. And then, of course, there is the practice itself. My dear devotees, it's very important that when you chant and you want to feel ecstatic chanting, this is not really our goal, but this will be a byproduct if you really address Lord Krishna. It means in very simple terms, and I know when we do sadhana, we don't want complicated philosophy. We want just make it simple, man, we say in America. In very simple terms, you need to turn to Krishna by the chanting of His holy name. It's very, very simple. It's very profound. It's sometimes so simple that it escapes our attention, especially when we get into this automatic chanting. But you need to establish this connection. Once Giriraj Maharaj, he gave a japa retreat, and he said there something very profound. He was very disappointed with his poor chanting. This is how he describes it. And he went with great disappointment to Srila Prabhupada and asked him this question: how should I chant? And Prabhupada said, you address Krishna just like you are now speaking to me. You address Krishna through the holy name. And then, that's all. Very simple, but very deep. Because as we have heard yesterday, we have an unfortunate habit which is stronger than we often like to admit. The habit is that we place ourselves and our own little world into the center of our concern. But that does not work so well when you want to enter the world of Krishna. That happens really very easily by turning to Krishna. Now, Rupa Goswami, I will end with this and then request all of us to continue to chant. He has a very, very nice prayer in which this profound truth is expressed. It's a prayer for attraction to the holy names. He turns to Krishna by addressing him through a few wonderfully chosen names. Can I read this prayer for you?
Yes.
Shodanandano Nandasuno Kamala Nayana Gopi Chandra Vrindavanendra Pranata Karuna Krishna Viti Aneka Swarupa Atatvai Mamarati Uchar Varatam Namadeya Namadeya. He says, oh Sri Harinam, you have many forms. Like Agadamana, the subduer of the Agademon. The Agademon represents sin. Oh Krishna, you are subduing sin. That's very good. I address you first of all with this name. Then, Yashoda Nandanai. Krishna is known first and foremost as the son of his father. Then as Nandasuno, the son of his father, Nanda Maharaj. Kamala Nayana. This is no other deity. Only the Supreme Personality of God, it is described to have lotus eyes. This is his brand. Kamala Nayana. Gopi Chandra, you are the moon of the gopis. In Vrindavan, therefore Vrindavanendra, the lord of Vrindavan. And finally, he uses a word, just like he had a name, just like in the beginning. It's a name which he feels is very relevant to his situation, where he cries out for help. And his first name was Agadhamana, subduer of sin. Now he says, Pranata Karuna, you are the compassionate master of the surrendered souls. You are also my master, and you have compassion. And Krishna. Then he brings it to his request. Oh, holy name, let my attachment for you increase more and more. This is the same prayer which Haridas Thakur prays, who said, on my own strength, it's not possible to overcome distractedness. I need your mercy, and I want to pray for this mercy. And here Rupa Goswami says the same thing. He prays, Dvai Mama Rajya Ujjaya Vadatam Namadhiya. Oh my Lord, let my attachment for you increase unlimitedly. This is a prayer. So I would suggest that for the remainder, we have another half an hour to go, where we chant japa before the lecture. We turn really to Krishna in whatever way we can do. Please, I will give you some general guideline. Please sit. Okay, in chairs, but sit tall, or it will be good for the attention. And then you just turn to Krishna and ask him for mercy, so that you can chant the holy name with some attraction, so that the chanting goes very well. Please do it in your own way. Address Krishna like you address a person, and then chant. It's very important. The bhakta must be there, and in his mind there must be Bhagavan, and then bhakti. No? It's very important to move in this bhakti triangle. Let us together Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara